Hello, everyone, everywhere, on all the forms of media that's being broadcasted to. Welcome to Radio Sega's Triple Trouble, the Sonic episode. It's Super Sega speaking.
Music Clue.
And Jamie 64326.
Yeah, long name. All right, so most of you guys have seen this show before. You know the gist of everything. And hello, Twinny, we see you there. You're cool. You're cool. Okay, So most of you know the gist of this. Big thank you to all the people in the IRC who are deciding to listen, which is a thumbs up for you guys. S4K, Woe21, 17, Chen, Spondy. Spondy's voice isn't. Or no, voice's voice. I'm sorry, Spondy. Amaterasu, CTR, Fluffy Foxy, Ink, Lime, McFine, Mischief, Majik. I'm not sure if I said that right. Punk Gamer V2, Trainer Purple, Trekkies, 20, Vegeta, voice always there for me, my homie. And then we got Zimidan. So thanks all for tuning in.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
Thank you.
Yeah, go ahead and describe your segments, I guess.
Yeah. First up, we have Music Cruise's Mash of Madness. I will be doing three mashups, and before we start playing them, I will be describing who made the mashup, what the tracks are, obviously, and what the artist was going for when he used those two tracks together. And I have a big treat for you all too for this one. So your turn, Super Sega.
Yeah, so big treat. I cannot wait for that personally. Okay, so what I've got for you is the Remix Rush, which is, of course, I played 3 or 4 remixes, and today I've got a bunch of things just from Sonic games, of course. Some of them are things you'll never recognize, and some of them are new. One of them was just released a few days ago. I found on YouTube, and it's excellent. And that'll be a fun little segment. So on to you, Jamie.
My man just gone blank. I forgot the name of my section.
Forgot the name of your section.
Retro 3-2-6
Retro Beats, I think. Isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Is it that? Or is it not?
Yeah.
And today on Radio Sega's Technical Troubles, we've got Jamie, who can't remember anything.
I've had a busy week.
So have I, but you see me? I'm on point, man. Okay,
so why don't you describe your segment, okay?
Wait, what?
Is Matt?
Yeah, what's your segment? Come on, tell us. We got the name of it.
In my section, I will, for today's, I'll be covering a, a selection of games from the Mega CD and Mega Drive.
Ooh.
Fun. And he also used... I'm not going to say it. Sorry, I was about to. Oh, goodness. Mm. So, today we have some nice tracks for our first music break for you, so I'll get on to that. First one, we've got Green Grove Zone from Sonic 3D, and then we've got Emerald Coast from Sonic Adventure. So, hope you enjoy. We'll be right back. Alrighty then, so those two past songs were Green Grove from the Sonic 3D game for the Sega Saturn. You all know the Genesis one is not as good. And the Sonic Adventure Emerald Coast, or Azure Blue, I think is what they call it.
Yeah, definitely. That was some groovy Sonic tunes.
Yep.
Thank you. And I took tips from you guys. You guys were all complaining about, like, there's too much 16 bit last time, and I was like, okay, I'm actually gonna do more.
So thanks, I guess.
Oh yeah, and thank you for Mischief Magic for leaving me and taking my heart with you. That was, I'm only crying. As for Kasis, they'll be back. They always come back with a threatening smiley face. So hopefully, I'll be back and bring a piece of my heart back as well.
I guess they just realize how terrible all of us. I guess they just realize how terrible we all are.
Oh,
yeah. I can't argue with you on that one. So, let's get on to our first segment, which includes music clues, mashup, madness. I should let him talk. What am I doing? Go ahead, friendo.
All right. So, mashup madness. I actually did some dig deep, and I found some mashups that I think you guys are going to enjoy. The first one is Man in the Mirror, Sea Bottom Search, which is a mashup of Michael Jackson's Man in the Mirror and Sea Bottom Search from Sonic Lost World. I did this one in honor of Michael's death, which was about 2 days ago after Sonic's U.S. birthday, so this is really in honor of him.
About today, which is originally going to be our Sonic episode, but Jamie can't read, and Wikipedia said, oh, it's actually July 26th, and not June 26th. He just told us that, like, a few minutes before we started the show, so it was like, oh, okay. So this is technically the Sonic episode that isn't completely correct, but it's something.
Mm-hmm. All right, my second... our second mashup is actually something you heard on the Manic Monday show earlier this week. Motivation to the Groove versus Fly in the Freedom, which is Rouge's theme from Sonic Adventure 2. Hope you enjoy that. And last but not least, we're not going to yellow, blue, and especially not green, but Gold Hill Zone, which is a mashup of Gold from RWBY and Green Hill Zone from the classic Genesis remix from Sonic Generations. So, yeah, you guys enjoy all that, and let's hop into it.
Yeah, let's do this.
Gonna make a change. For once in my life, gonna feel real good. Gonna make a difference. Gonna make it right. As I turn up the collar on, I feel a little cold. This gold's blowing my mind. Some kids on the street. I saw a space figure, a broken bottle top.
Alrighty, so I'll let Music Clues explain those tracks.
Alright, we have. First, we played Nanomir Seabound Sage, made from. Which is. Dark Type of Sonic's name.
Music Clues. I think you've turned into a robot. Nobody can understand what you're saying. It's PC, and it's like, well, this is out of our control. Garma. Yeah, SBK, you're right. Crap. So it's like, I might just do this. Hit rate, please. Yeah, I think it's auto-adjusting, and it's like auto-adjusted itself to something really pathetic. Connection info. Oh yeah, that ping of 200 milliseconds is not helping. Music Clues is doing the robot. Yeah, so is Jamie, it seems. Okay, I'm gonna drag them to another room. How about now, guys? Sorry I had to do that in front of all y'all. Yeah, that's for K, right about that. Oh, it's just as bad. Shoot, I'll put us back in the other room. Maybe this will help. This is completely out of our control as well. Dang it. We were doing so well. There was not one problem except for Jamie not being able to talk. And then... this is fun. A quick reconnection to Discord may help. Yeah, we tried doing that, S4K. We tried redoing room. So, for now I'm gonna let you listen to some music as we see if we can fix this. Oh yeah, problem of the week for sure. This is, X-Band music. I'm gonna have another song. We're gonna see if we can fix this, so we'll be right back. We'll be right back. Okay, so I've realized something. What's the point of wasting time if I can just go into my segment real fast while we try to fix this? So I'm going to go ahead and see if I can do my segment real fast as it attempts to connect to everything, which it seems to be failing at. Okay, so you guys can all hear me. Oh yeah, I'm seeing myself being heard. Okay, so we're going to start off my segment today, the Remix Rush, with the main theme from Sonic Mega Collection, which kind of just was the game that got me into Sega, because I got it for a birthday gift back in like 2007 or 6 or something, and it was great. I liked playing it, and eventually got my own Genesis. Now, got a crap load of games and stuff, and it's great, and I like it, because this is like my gateway drug. Alright, so then we've got Can You Feel the Sunshine, a remix. Yeah, I've been pulling these off YouTube. It's a good remix. It's not like one of those tail doll kind of things that no one likes. Okay, so, Green Hill Zone Retro Remix is next. This is a, what am I trying to say? It's a retro remix of Green Hill Zone. I mean, what more is there to it? And then we've got the Sonic Mega Collection's credits, the Jazzy Remix, and the main theme, I'm sorry, I forgot to mention this, the main theme is, what am I trying to say? Oh yeah, it was only released a few days ago for the anniversary of Sonic, so, I'm gonna start that up for you so you can actually listen, and, instead of listening to all our talk music being played as technical difficulty music. So, have fun everyone, I guess, if it's possible, if at all possible. Okay, quiet. I think it might be working now. Yeah.
Are we back?
Crap, it's in the middle of my segment. No. So that, minus those technical difficulties, a good apology for that. That was Discord being a butt. So, the first track we played there was, the main theme from Sonic Mega Collection, which was made by, what am I trying to say?
Joshua Minor,
thank you, yeah. And then the next track was, Green Hill Zone Remix from Retro Review. And then the, Wait a minute. Can You Feel the Sunshine remix was made by Magic Music 06. And then the Green Hill. Yeah, I reset that one. Sonic Mega Collection Credit Jazzy remix was made by, again, by Magic Music 06. And Twinnie is interrogating me on why I have two copies of the game this came from. But because I like it. Okay. Don't judge me for that, man. I don't judge you.
And
I don't judge you. You're cool.
And just to give you a brief recap on Mashup Madness, I got cut off on that last one. It was Man in the Mirror, Sea Bottom Surge, Meditation to the Groove versus Flying to Freedom, and finally Gold Hill Zone Classic Genesis Remix.
Nice. So we're going to see if we can compact both of our segments into this. I'm thinking maybe the game's been playing recently and the news, because why not? Definitely also have time and other fun stuff. Okay, so we're just going to start the games we've been playing. I'm going to let somebody else go first.
I will.
How about you, Jamie?
I've been playing a mod for Portal 2 called Aperture Tag, the Paint Gun Testing Initiative.
Never heard of it.
You ever played Portal 2 before?
Fun. I have it. I just hardly ever play it. I mean, I played it like 3 or 4 times and maybe about an hour each, but yeah.
Did you ever get to the point where you had some test about with the three different colored gels?
I don't think so. Not yet.
The blue gel, the red gel, and the white gel?
No, not yet, I don't think. I'm slow at that game. It takes me forever to finish one map.
Well, the blue gel allows you to bounce, the red gel accelerates you, and the white gel was what allowed you to place portal placements anyway, but I haven't come across the white gel in the mod yet, but you get a gun where instead of placing portals, you have the blue gel and the red gel test with.
That's pretty cool.
There is still portals in the game, but you don't control them with the gun.
Interesting. Let me check that out. So, how about you, Music Clues? What have you been playing?
Well, as you guys know, this past week was the release of Mario & Sonic at the 2016 Rio Olympic Games, and I've been playing that on the Wii U. Gotta say though, I really still like the London version, the 2012 one, much better than this one. This one's completely lackluster. The 3DS version I also own. Yeah, I've been playing that too, and it's really fun, but the Wii U version, no.
Does the 3DS version include the story mode?
Yes, that's why I like it. The 3DS version much better.
Why would there be a story mode in an Olympic Games game?
The stories ain't too good. It's ever since the Winter Games in 2010, each handheld version of Mario and Sonic had a story mode.
That's weird. I don't like it. 0 out of 10 IGN. So S4K and Sparky have been talking in chat about Sega Segway. Weird, I know. Segway. I'm not 100% sure of what they're going on about.
Sparky asked a question. Is Big the Cat playable in any of the events? No, but Jet the Hawk is definitely playable in I'm not sure which event though. I haven't gone that far. But he is playable for sure.
But shouldn't there be fishing for Big or something? Come on.
Should Big be
fishing for Big?
Oh.
It was found for the then again, if Big the Cat was at the Olympic Games, he could be at the swimming events trying to fish for Floggy.
That would work.
True.
Yeah, always in the games. Yeah, you're kind of right.
No, I think this is Jet's affair to the parents, isn't it?
No, Jet appeared in the handheld version of Mario and Sonic at the London Olympic Games for 3DS. EDS, this is his second appearance.
Nice.
He's getting popular. Oh. Wow. And Big the Cat's just fading into history, which is kind of sad, but eh, whatever. I like Big, he was cool. His stages were fun.
Yeah, sure, fun.
I like the fishing, okay? Da 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 just like that. The rest of the music plan.
Nah, just
the biggest like curling where he talks about fishing pole for a broom. Oh, thank you, Corey. Shot that relaunches Froggy. That's terrible. Sparky.
Yeah! That's horrible!
I thought you liked Big and Froggy, Sparky.
We do, but... Oh, yeah. We thought you liked him. Or maybe he has different intentions than we do. Like, maybe you think hurting him is getting good or something? I don't know.
The best thing about Big the Cat is his voice by Duke Nukem.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Duke Nukem? You not know who Duke Nukem is?
I can't say I don't. Do
you? You don't know Duke Nukem, who once saved the world by kicking an alien in his
head. Oh, that!
I cannot even associate with you anymore, music clues. I'm sorry.
What? It's not my fault, folks. I mostly pay attention. I don't pay attention to the movies, okay? Sheesh.
Movie?
It's a video game franchise.
Oh
my god.
Okay, I will say this once and I'll say it again. I am a die-hard Nintendo fan and I don't pay attention to anything outside the Nintendo franchise unless it's Sonic, Mario, Pokemon, or Zelda. That's about it.
Sonic isn't a Nintendo franchise.
Yeah, okay, it's Sega, but come on, with the recent treatment of the Sonic fan base, technically, I still think that he should go to Nintendo.
You think Sonic should go to Nintendo? What did you just say?
Sonic
has been doing better with Nintendo.
Mm-hmm.
What the heck is wrong with you guys? Why would you want Sonic to go with Nintendo? That's terrible. You guys just... anger. I don't like you guys.
Can't be as bad as Music Clues not knowing the King of Babes.
Oh yeah, at least it can't be that bad. I mean, that's something.
Can we move on to the news, please?
No, moving on to my part is the what I've been playing recently, because I've been able to talk to you guys and arguing, so thanks for that.
Alright. What have you
playing...
been
doing? It's Neo Turf Masters, of course, and that's pretty much been about it. My best score so far is 2 shots under par on the German course, which, if any of you guys have played that, I think German is the worst. Maybe it's American, I forget. All I know is I'm like the few under par on the hard course. That's a fun game.
And Sparky says, I now want Big the Cat in the Mario Sonic game, but John St. John doing the Jim Yukon voice.
Oh.
I love how he said nothing outside of the Nintendo, except three Nintendo franchises and Sonic. Yeah, that didn't work, though, Music Blues. You tried, though. I'll give you that. Okay, so next is the news, which, from what I understand, there's a new Sonic game?
Yes, the Sonic team, just 1 second, actually developing them. A new game, I believe. I have the link. There's my link on Firefox. I hate my web browser so much.
Whoops.
Also, what the heck was that? Sparky is playing Mighty Number 9. Yes, I know what that entails. Yeah, how is Mighty Number 9? I've heard it's absolutely... Eh. I've heard it's bad.
To be released 2017, Alpha says.
Ew. Yeah, it's still news, though. I mean, they're kind of working on something. Which is good, because they're going to save us from Sonic Boom, which is...
Yeah, whatever.
Yep. And the fact that we also know that Sonic's getting a movie.
Sonic's getting a... No. No.
I believe it's going to be live action with CG.
And Sony.
Oh my gosh. What is Sega doing? They need to...
I'd rather have it be Sony than... Ugh. DreamWorks.
They gave a Shrek. Shrek yeah, I'm not gonna. I'm gonna remain being a dignified host here. Okay, I was gonna make jokes, but it wasn't gonna work. Okay. Yeah. So, yes, that's all the news, really.
Yeah, that's really it. dry as a camel today.
I agree, Alf. A dog. They gave a Shrek. Therefore, DreamWorks is boss.
Yeah, you say what you want.
Oh yeah, I forgot to say what Sparky here thinks about Mighty Number 9. Mighty Number 9 is Mighty Number 2. It's so bad, it's good. I know an infinite mission was, but the execution was terrible. Of course it was. It was rushed. They had to rebuild half the game because of networking setup and problems. And it was like a couple months before the release, so it's, of course it's going to be junk. They better release stuff to fix it, I hope so. Wait, and 4-hour what?
Yeah, it's a 4-hour credit sequence. Longer than any other game I can imagine.
Credited every single backer of the game.
Oh my, no, no, this is the problem with these things, come on, 4-hour credit sequence, why? I mean, I know why, but you get what I mean.
Yeah, I hate to say it, but I'd rather play a collection of the first six Mega Man games than Mighty Number 9. I heard it could lick Wii U.
Mega Man games are fun. Thanks.
Yeah, but Mighty Number 9 could have been the new Mega Man, because Capcom don't care.
Was it Sonic Rush?
Bad.
That was really bad. I got bad.
Oh, man.
That was really bad. That was hated. Okay.
I think Mighty Number 9 had potential, but oh my gosh. I could report that I could blick all the stuff, including reuse, I was gonna get it, but I decided not to.
Hey, that's a free upgrade, you just blame them for it. Hey, there you go, this is your free Wii U upgrade or whatever. Because, I mean, they're kind of obligated to fix it. If they sold you the game, they ruined it, but.
No way, thanks, but no thanks.
Yeah.
Now I'm hoping the next spiritual successor of a classic game series doesn't get ruined.
Ukulele. Thank you.
Ukulele? It's the spiritual successor to Banjo-Kazooie.
Oh, yeah, it's gonna be terrible. They can't improve on Banjo-Kazooie anymore. It's gonna be like nuts and bolts. It's gonna be glitchy, it's gonna be bad. I don't like it, okay?
From the look of things, it looks like it's Banjo-Kazooie. Better than nuts and bolts.
Yeah, better than nuts and bolts. They even did a jab to Microsoft in one of the recent trailers.
I don't know, then it might be good. You're asking the wrong guy.
I figured. Alright, well, since we still got a lot of time left, Jamie, you think it's time for your segment next?
I thought Super Sega's. Did you do your segment?
I already did mine. Yeah. I did mine with technical difficulties.
Wow, technical difficulties really throws you off.
I do. So, you're up. Let's go, boy.
In my section this week, I will be playing a selection of songs, obviously dedicated to the classic Sonic games. We'll be starting off going back to where it all started with Sonic 1 with Spring Yard Zone. Then we'll be going on to Metropolis Zone in Sonic 2. And then we'll be hitting the Sega Mega CD with, Stardust Speed with Good Future from the Japanese European.
Which was a request by a particular Tails fan, number 99 to be exact, so, yeah.
Who's not here?
Who's not here, yeah.
Well,
oh, I would make a request, oh, I'll play that, and it's like, you want to actually show off and just make us sad. Maybe it's under another name. Let's just hope that.
Yeah, he's listening. Yeah, I have faith in our viewers, too. Maybe he's just listening to us. So if you're out there, Tails fan, this one's for you.
And then with with the end of my section, we can finish off these hard times with Ice Cap Zone Act 1.
Really? You had to make that pun.
He tried, though. So we're going to get into that. And, this is a Spring Yard Zone. It was fun. Okay, I guess if that's the right thing we're supposed to do.
We'll be right back.
Wrong button. 1 second. I'll fix it.
Oh, you cut my track!
I didn't mean to, okay? That battery... Sorry. now.
So, to start us off in that block, we had Spin Yard Zone from Sonic the Hedgehog, Metropolis Zone from Sonic the Hedgehog 2. What we tried to play was Stardust Speedway Good Future from the Japanese and European version of Sonic the Hedgehog CD.
Nice one, Alpha.
Jesus, yeah, famous forgetfulness strikes again.
And to finish it off, we had Ice Cap Zone from Sonic the Hedgehog 3.
Alright, that was very good, my friend.
Yeah. Oh,
thank you very much, Alpha Dog, for that nice little message.
Yeah.
I'm forgetful. I tend to sometimes forget I'm forgetful.
Well, do you mind, Super Second, if I tell them what's going on with the Triple Trouble these next few weeks regarding me being on the show?
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, guys, unfortunately for now, this will be the last time you'll see me on the Triple Trouble for a while. I have a funeral next week to attend to for my grandma who passed away, and after that, I'm going to Disney World for 2 weeks straight, so I won't
Disney
be back
World.
To...
Okay.
I won't be back for until July 24th. So until then, Super Sega and Jamie are going to be holding down the front. So no matchup madness.
My condolences, music levels.
Disney World. Disney World. It's when he gets yes, brother.
The best place in the world.
Yeah, I know. I'll be sure to take pictures so you guys can see what I'm doing. Be sure to follow me on Twitter.
Okay. Disney World's the best place in the world unless you go to that ride where it says, was it? It's a small world after all. Oh.
Oh, come on. Not you, too. You're the second person who ate that ride. Seriously. It's not that annoying.
Yes, so now we're going to be known as Radio Sega's Double Trouble for a while, thanks to you to Twinny, who gave us that great name.
Sparky says, trying to call Mickey Mouse Sonic the Hedgehog.
Get thrown out, big. Like, hey, don't get Sonic the Hedgehog, and it's like, everybody's like, no.
We could do something better. No. Call Mickey Mouse Bugs Bunny. Hey, it's Bugs Bunny.
Look, that'll get you beat and thrown out in about a matter of 2 seconds. I would not do that.
No kidding. So, anyways, yeah. Sorry, guys. The Double Trouble, though, will be here to keep you entertained for hours on end while I'm gone. But you better not
say
be
hours,
talking.
But yeah. So, yep, that was pretty much the show, I guess. Mm-hmm. My deepest apologies for Discord being a problem, like it always is. And who wants to do the honors of reading through IRC disc crap?
I will. Right. In the IRC, we had SBK World 21 _17, Champ _Spondy, Alpha Dog 1996. Once again, thank you for those kind words. Amoetsu, CTR, Dragon Blaze 123, Fluffy Foxy, Ink, almost said my own name, Big Bands, Music Clues is here. Punk Gamer V2, Sparky, Super Sega's the host, you fool.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for tuning in. You're welcome.
Turn the purple. Trekkie, Twinny, Vegeta, Vice, and Zimmadon, thank you for joining us, and sorry for all the technical issues.
Radio Sega's technical troubles.
Yep, Radio Sega's technical troubles, bringing your technical troubles all the time on the show.
No, I mean, like, it's a play in the name, but yeah. Pretty much, that's extremely accurate. And then on Discord, or Discraps as I'm gonna call it, because Discord isn't even open, so somebody else is gonna have to do that.
I can take care of it.
Do it. Drop it.
On Discord, we have AlphaDog 1996, Luck, Borogod 07, CD-ROM 1019, Charles Litz, Darkwin, Esplique, Fostergraph, Jamie 64326, which is one of our hosts. K2 1989, Lime, your handsome truly. Rapseed, RNMKR, Rudy to Booty, She Bill, whatever your name is. John Hunts, Silver Sonic, Sonic Speed News, Sonic Windblue, the annoying Super Sega. The Nick Flair, the Sega Stage, and
Nan.
Did you say the Sega Stage? Sage?
Yep.
They mean the Sega Scourge.
Well.
I try, okay?
You tried, but you didn't try hard enough.
Sorry, the Sega Scourge. He's trying. We're training him.
No. You're hushing.
Yeah, that was the show. Thanks everybody else for tuning in. If you didn't see your name, I'm gonna end it not with Reno. What?
Oh, I said that we have one more track to play.
Yeah, this ending from Sonic 3. Dun, 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 dun.
Oh,
Stranger
so, yeah. And Monster.
So everybody have a great rest of weekend and a great rest of whatever. And sorry for technical difficulties again and again and again. Yeah, so that's been the show. So thanks everybody for tuning in.
This is Music Crews, who will be back in later in July.
Yeah, Super Sega here.
And Jamie64326, and tune in next week for more Problems of the Week.
Yeah.
See ya, guys.
Yeah, see ya.
See ya. We'll be right back.
Radio Sega, playing the best Sega music 24/7.